It's Dear Scott.
So we've got lots of texts and emails. Let's go through them with a posh Radio 4 lady. Let's go.
Hi, Scott. I live in Australia and the videos on the Radio 1 website don't work here because of international rights. Mm. Can you tell me who bought the international rights to Chappers doing Britney? I would like to watch that. Love you, John.
Yeah, the videos don't work when you're away, I think.
I think there was quite a big bidding round, wasn't there, for that?
Mm. I thought you'd bought them to keep them off.
I think it was, I think it was very, very similar to when all the bids come in for the Premier League football rights.
Same.
Yeah, very similar.
And that's why. Thanks very much for writing in. And that's why.
Yeah.
Next.
Name, Iggy. Message, Dear Scott. Did Becky used to do the traffic on Fox FM in Oxford with Roop and Tom? Because if she did, then I met her and she was really nice. Bit like Russell Crowe. The only feature from then I can remember which included Becky was Becky's weekly weigh-in, where the guys would weigh her on air every week. As I'm sure you've guessed, to save her £6 a week to go to Weight Watchers. Iggy.
Was that you? Did you do Becky's weighing?
No, I don't think I've ever been weighed, and no, I didn't used to work at Fox FM.
But you did used to work at some local radio station.
I did, with some old Blur DJs.
Where was that?
I worked at Orchard FM in Somerset, and
right
I worked
now?
At 2CR FM in Dorset.
Did you do the travel?
No, I did the Black Thunder things, where
you go out
and give away free meatballs and
stuff.
All
right, love, it's Becky here in the Black Thunder, just giving away some meatballs.
You're doing your accent again.
Oh, sorry.
Why are you doing the accent again?
Sorry.
Because that was your impression of Becky. She doesn't speak like that.
Are there tapes available?
Yes.
Let's get some of them.
Are there?
Are there, though?
I used to do this thing, Workplace of the Day, and I had, yeah, it was really awful.
We used to have Cream Cake Kevin at my place.
You had Cream Cake Kevin?
Yeah. Did he just work on your show?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
He wasn't an on-air character. He was just there for your own...
No, he was on air.
He was there for...
He used to hand out cream cakes to officers in Bristol.
But he wasn't on air?
He was on air, yeah.
Oh, he was on air, right.
All right, it's Cream Cake Kevin here. Got some more cream cakes for you. Quite good. We should do that. We should do
what,
that.
What, Cream Cake Becky?
Next!
Name, Matt, Cardiff. Message, hey guys, I was working at the cricket in Cardiff today when I saw Chappers. He didn't look very happy and was just sitting there with a cup of tea. Is he always this excited during cricket? Matt, in Cardiff.
We bored.
Well, I think I have to sort of clarify this in the fact that it rained all the time. So there actually was only 18 balls of cricket. So he wouldn't have seen me when the cricket was on, when I was very animated. What am I meant to do in the pouring rain?
Yeah. Woo!
Yeah,
exactly. Do a dance.
It's raining. I've been up since 4:30.
So I'm used to seeing you looking bored with a cup of tea, you know what I mean?
Well, actually, what was he called, Matt?
Yeah.
It was a coffee.
Right. Next.
Dear Scott, I have often heard you say that you get in early to prepare the podcasts. So I'm hoping, with your technical knowledge, Scott, you can help me.
Yep.
I find the podcasts play back in the wrong order, so I have to listen to Fridays, then Thursdays, and so on. How do I change my settings on my generic MP3 player so they play in the correct sequence? As you suggested the other day, I have checked the FAQs on your website, but you don't seem to have posted a solution yet. Thank you so much. I don't know about techie matters.
No.
Bryn. P.S. What an excellent addition Becky is proving to be. Her lovely, jolly, bubbly personality is a delight and an excellent counterbalance to Chapper's faux grumpiness.
Faux grumpiness. It ain't faux, it's real.
Answer the question.
I've no idea. I don't know. Do you know?
Yeah, come on, jovial, bubbly Becky.
No, but I will ask.
Also, they called you bubbly. How do you feel about that?
Fat.
Yeah. Does mean
that
fat.
And the Weight Watchers thing. I think there's
I
a theme going on.
They do mean that.
Cream cakes.
Yeah. It's all on today.
Bubbly, no.
Fat Friday.
Don't want bubbly ever, do you?
No.
Really not. I've no idea how to help you with your podcast. Here's Becky. She'll tell you how.
I've still got your email, so I'll ask someone that does know and reply.
Brilliant.
No idea.
Great. Next.
Dear Scott, I feel compelled to write, having listened to the email from your lonesome listener in Utah, read by the posh Scottish lady. I too am a fan of your show, but am resident in Boston, Massachusetts, where you don't have a large fan base. I find it very frustrating when I laugh audibly at your podcast, perhaps on the bus or in the office, and can't tell anyone about it because they don't know who you are. Please, can you bring your show to the USA? Do bring Becky, though not Chappers, as I'm not so keen on him. Best wishes, David.
Right, she's actually from Northern Ireland, the posh Radio 4 lady. But thanks very much for your international email there. Not so keen on you.
I think we should go to America, don't you?
I'd love that. We should do our show from there or something. Mm. What do you think? That'd be good. Next.
Hey, Scott, Chappers and Becky. I was just wondering if you could do me a massive favour and help me choose my new hairstyle. I've had it in a Victoria Beckham bob for ages and want your help. It would be amazing if I could tell my mates Scott Mills helped me choose my new haircut. Thank you, Scotty. Smiley.
Don't call me Scott.
Massive fan. Smiley. Love you all. Jade. Kiss, kiss, kiss.
Thanks, Jade. Don't call me Scotty. I really hate that.
Jade can be a male or female name.
Yeah.
Right.
So what do we do? I would say curtains.
Curtains?
Yeah, they're back.
Curtains. Are we assuming it's female?
Don't know.
Well, if it got a hair in a posh spice bob, I would assume it's female. Right, you really weren't listening, were you?
No.
No.
Okay, good. I don't know.
Curtains?
Girls can't have curtains. Well, I guess they can.
They can.
Isn't big hair back?
Yeah.
What, 80s hair's back? Is it?
Go on, Chappers. You seem to know a lot more than me.
Yeah. Go on, hair expert. What are you saying?
Children.
What?
I can't believe Becky just said that.
Jade, have a look in some hair magazines, because it's probably a lot better than asking these two idiots.
You can't say that.
Really, don't ask us. Next.
Dear Scott, love the show. Was recently catching up on your podcast, and Chappers had found some hidden skeletons from your posh/moonface days. You then proceeded to confess that when under the effects of alcohol, you revert back to your posh ways. And I have to confess that I too seem to suffer from a similar problem. For example, saying yeah turns into yah, and so on. Just one question. At school, were you too laughed at for saying the word potato as potato rather than potato? Love you, Ollie.
No, never. I never said potato.
I bet you did.
Do you think I did?
If you had done, you might have been head boy.
If I was giving away free potatoes on GWR in Bristol, I probably was. Yeah. No, potato. Next.
Dear Scott, when you read all these emails or texts, all of them sound really strange. Are all your listeners weird like that? Or do you actually have some normal listeners? And by the way, for that Utah man, you aren't the only person listening in America, just Utah. Love the show. Patrick, off of Alaska.
Thanks, Patrick, off of Alaska. Getting a lot of international emails now, aren't we?
Yeah, definitely.
So I don't think we answered anything there at all, but thank you very much for writing in anyway. That was Dear Scott on Radio 1.
We came up with some new features for Becky, though.
We really did. Send me an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, or any queries to 81199 on the text. It's only been Friday. Boys like girls.